is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
So, listeners, for our next story, I'd like to talk about a class of structures called mechanical metamaterials. Now, these are man-made materials, which, not to put too fine a point on it, are a bit weird. They don't behave in the ways that you'd expect regular materials to behave.
For instance, they bulge inwards as you compress them instead of bulging outwards like ordinary materials do. There's an example that was published by another team last year where they compress it and the material twists.
This is Corentin Coulet from the University of Amsterdam. Sharp-eared listeners might have heard him on the podcast before, talking about one of his team's previous creations.
What we've done in the past, we had the cube and we could arrange the architecture inside the material such that you would push on it and pattern would bulge out.
This pattern was a smiley face that emerged when the cube was squashed. And there's a video online if you search for nature shape-shifting materials. Now, the key to how mechanical metamaterials work is the way they're designed. Their structures have lots of internal gaps, and it's these gaps and the material's carefully planned geometry that allow for their strange behaviours.
Locally, inside the architecture, some parts move, rotate, and this is what allows the functionality of metamaterials in general.
Most mechanical metamaterials only have one mode of transformation. You perform an action, and you get a result. Take the cube. When you compress it, you only ever get a smiley face, as that's the way it's been designed. However, in a paper in Nature this week, Corentin describes a two-dimensional mechanical metamaterial that is able to achieve multiple shape reconfigurations when compressed. You perform an action, and you get two results, one after the other. And this happens in a self-guided way, thanks to the material's design.
So basically, we use a flexible material, so rubber, and we create an architecture in that rubber. So we cut it with a water jet cutter, and we give it a precise structure shape.
The structure consists of a series of rigid 5mm diamond shapes, joined together at their points by thin, flexible linkers, and laid down in lines to form a grid pattern. The way this two-dimensional structure is designed means that when compressed, the flexible linkers bend, the diamonds rotate into a different orientation, and the whole shape buckles. For many mechanical metamaterials, this would be it, but not for this one. If you continue to compress it, the structure buckles again. The diamonds move into a second position, and the material goes from an open grid layout into a fully closed pattern with no gaps. But how does it do this? Well, it all comes down to the flexible linkers between the diamonds. The thinner the linker, the more flexible it is. This new metamaterial has two groups of linkers, one thinner than the other. When the material is first compressed, the thinnest linkers bend, which leads to the first shape change. When the compression continues, the thicker linkers bend, and we get to the metamaterial's final state. Corentin and his colleagues have also managed to make a metamaterial with three different groups of linkers, and this has three different transformation states. Four, though, is proving a bit trickier due to the difficulty with making even thinner linkers, but it's theoretically possible. There's also a lot to learn in general about how mechanical metamaterials deform, and what happens when their rigid parts come into contact inside the structure. This will make designing future metamaterials more of a challenge.
We show that you can use contacts inside the structure to achieve this reconfiguration effects, but you know we still don't understand how to describe it and be more predictive about this. We know very well how to describe how things buckle, so become unstable, right? But when objects enter into contact, you cannot write equations so easily to describe this, basically. And so this, I think, prevents us to be a bit more predictive and use that effect more generally.
So, what do we do now with these multi-state mechanical metamaterials? This is early work, and Corentin himself says there's no clear killer applications for them just yet. However, a useful feature may be that only one force is required to perform multiple transformations, and that these happen in a self-guided, passive way. These abilities could be used to simplify existing systems that require multiple motors or actuators to achieve the same thing. This could be useful in space or the field of robotics.
So people work a lot now in soft robots, and often they use pneumatics to actuate shape changes, control shape changes. Recently, people have started to use metamaterials for soft robots, for instance, for locomotion. And you could use our strategy of internal self-contact and self-guided motions to encode more complex motions and without having to use a control.
That was Corentin Coulet, You can read his paper over at nature.com, and there's a News and Views article about the work too.
And listeners, if you want to see the squishy, smiley cube, we made a video back in 2016, which you can find over at youtube.com/naturevideochannel.